What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change, max one offer per account.
Here we go. It's hour one, G-Bag Nation 105.3 The Fan. Hope you're having a fantastic day. Thanks for making us part of it. General at your service. It's great to be back in the saddle again. If you see me, bear me. N.A. Okay. It is a thirsty Thursday, so that would be appropriate. There's Bratis in his beautiful Whataburger button-up shirt. Tis the season for burgers and draft coverage. It's Draft 101 tonight, brought to you by Whataburger. Lucius Alexander is in the Pimp Cup over there. Master Control here, 75 and Fitzhugh. Ready to go 4.5 flawless once again. We have Rangers pregame coming up at 6:30. Woolchuck and Shield follower here. And Carter Freeman's coordinating your video. And along with you, we are the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. And it's another big sports day. We have Solomon Thomas, Cowboys defensive lineman, coming up at 4:20. He's coming back home after a successful NFL career already. And I'm excited about what this guy could bring to the table, Brian. I'm excited to hear you talk football all day long, including tonight's Draft 101.
Yeah, well, thank you about that, Dawson. I appreciate that. And looking forward to Solomon Thomas. And I think he kind of fills a role for you, is that backup three technique.
Are you going to tell him? Are you going to be open and honest with him that you have him being the best acquisition of the offseason for the Cowboys to this point? You going to let him know that, your feelings?
Oh, yeah. I feel like it. Yeah. I mean, should I tell him?
I feel like you should tell him that.
Well, I think you should throw everything out there, because it could be an audition maybe for our weekly guest. Who knows?
Oh, that's right. Oh, hometown guy.
Good, yeah.
So that's a possibility right there. I mean, last year we had Eric Kendricks. Maybe Solomon Thomas is able to slide in there this year.
I'm here for that.
I would love that. I mean, you look at the guys, and what do we need? A veteran contract, you know, pretty close to a household name, you know, which he is, former top five pick and all that, local guy. He would definitely fit the bill. You never know how that chemistry is gonna hit when you have a conversation with a guy. So that is coming up today at 4:20 here on The Fan. And then tonight, When's the door open?
6:45. 6:45. Absolutely. Yeah. Downstairs in the showroom. Excited about the crew. Everybody that's going to bring in the draft coverage on 105.3 The Fan and DallasCowboys.com will be involved in Draft 101 tonight. We encourage you, even if you're not a fan of the Dallas Cowboys, a fan of another NFL team, men, women, whatever, come on in and get you some Whataburger, which is very exciting. We thank Travis Hill and his crew for all that. And then have some draft conversations tonight, and we'll take your questions. And if you don't ask questions, I'll start asking questions of you. You know,
I'll turn the tables.
I'll get some people to tell me what they think about these players. But yeah, we got the whole crew, and we'll be here for you. So looking forward to it. Awesome.
I've spent a big part of my week watching soccer film, right, and studying that, and I got a great appreciation.
Well, tell us about it. Tell us how the whole thing, because people were kind of chiming in like, hey, any updates from Dawson?
How's Coach Dawson doing?
Yeah. They wanted Bratis like reporting live from the scene. Like we just throw it to him.
Yeah. It would have been cool.
Cotton Bowl. Yeah,
I should have posted a link. All the games were live streamed. It was great. Oh, of course, wow. Dallas kept going on, still going on. I did not anticipate going in, but there was a chance that I wouldn't be able to make the show today either. As it turns out, we were one penalty kick away from advancing out of the group stage.
Oh, really?
Which was a tremendous accomplishment. Going in, looking at our schedule, we had taken some tough defeats
lately, and we'd kind of been searching for what was gonna work for us. So going into this and looking at the schedule, I didn't know if we were gonna score a goal.
Really?
But it started well Friday, and we scored first, and that was the game where, you know, we had a missed PK. Girl, you know, everybody was fired up. She sent it over the bar, no problem. So we dropped that game 3-2, but it was a great initial experience. Like, hey, we're in the Dallas Cup playing with the big boys here, and we scored. We could have won that game easily. I thought the ref blew a couple of calls, frankly, but it was great. And the officials at the Dallas Cup, like playing youth soccer for the last 6 or 7 years and then getting that level of
competent, you know, officiating.
Oh, my goodness. It was like a dream come true. And the fields were amazing. You know, that whole everything about it was great. I mean, the walk in at the Cotton Bowl on Sunday, I don't know if you guys saw any video.
I did. It looked amazing.
It was unreal. So Saturday we're going into this game against FC Dallas's top team on the girls' side in our age group, right? Okay. And I knew it was going to be rough. I've watched them play on YouTube. I could tell, right? And there's computer simulations. Like, there's an algorithm like there is in a lot of youth sports.
Oh, they simulate what the score is going to be or whatever?
Yeah, and they monitor every select soccer game in the country, right? And it's accurate, right? So they said 9-1. Right. And on the computer simulation, and it was actually 9-0. Right. Okay. So but during that game, it became painfully clear where our biggest issues were. Right. And like I said, they were filming all the games. So the assistant coach and I, we went in and studied that, and we noticed, you know, what was getting us opened up so consistently against FC Dallas. So FC Dallas is ranked number 2 in the state. Right. They smoked us. We're ranked like 60th. The following game was last night. We're playing number 13 in the state, and the computer says 5-1 them, right? So we're getting ready for slightly less of a bad experience, but another bad experience. But we studied the film, right? That's what I was talking about with Brian.
Absolutely.
Got in the lab.
Got in the lab.
Made the necessary adjustments.
And these things were obvious, right? So we did a quick video, sent it out to the kids. Then we talked about it before the game, like, hey, we got to be here. We can't be there. We got to do this. We can't do that. And the game starts, and the other team could not progress into the scoring area all of a sudden. Our organization had gone from a 2 out of 10 to maybe an 8 or 9 out of 10, right? And this is a team that we'd played in the past, different iterations of them. And sure enough, they would beat us 5 and 6-0. But we scored in the 3rd minute, and then they held on the entire game to get the victory to close out our tournament, essentially.
Well, that's great.
It came all the way back to Friday night. So the girls were ecstatic. It was our best win ever. It was the most fun week of soccer ever. And you guys did a great job the entire time. So seriously, nobody cares about 12-year-old girls soccer, says the 972. I understand. I understand. But it was a huge deal. And it's a huge deal right now in the area.
Yeah, this is worldwide, bro.
Yeah. It's, you know, teams from all over the country. And it was really fun to see them all come together in that Sunday afternoon, like 10,000 kids, you know, walking through the Cotton Bowl and assembling on the field there for the opening ceremony. And the social media was outstanding. But as I was saying, you know, there's different ways of watching the game. And if you've never been exposed to how a pro scout looks at the game as he's evaluating the film, I don't think you're watching football like you would like to. You know, that's what I would say about tonight's event. Because once you go through with Broadus, and I've been there for a couple of these events, I'm not saying I'm anything, you know, close to what Wolchuk and Jeff and KT and, you know, all your understudies have been able to accomplish. But I always, when I'm watching a football game, have a thought about something Brian has said in one of these draft 101 things that gives me a higher level understanding of what is happening on the field. And, you know, and then it goes to, do you really understand the game unless you're watching the all 22, you know, and you're watching a version of it that's made for entertainment is right. What the TV gives you.
Right.
But to actually take, now for a lot of fans, that's great. You know, just give me the TV version with the announcers and the highlights and the camera views that make it look as explosive and exciting as possible. But man, if you want to evolve it and get in a higher level understanding of football, it's free. It's here. There is no other radio station in America that's even capable of doing this, right? But we do it for you every year, and Brian's gracious enough and caring enough really about you guys and wanting to teach you how to watch football. So that would be my pitch on why you should be here tonight at 6:40.
Appreciate that.
Yeah.
Plus the cheeseburgers.
Yeah, plus the cheeseburgers.
I mean,
plus
Whataburger is a good selling point.
Yeah, very good selling point. But no, thank you for saying that, Dawson. And like, there's a lot of folks out there that this time of year, they really do get into the draft. They really do in the team building aspect of it. And this is the one way, that the avenue of making your team better. You know, when you were a team that Dallas wasn't very good last year. So how do you make your team better? You know, the draft is part of it. And so, you know, hopefully that, you know, we always talk about investigate and educate. And that's kind of what we're going to do tonight. Just talk about some of these players. And I always welcome the questions. I really, really do. I think our fan base asked some really, really good questions about these players. So I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, me too. That's a 7 o'clock tonight. And again, salute to Whataburger for making this happen. Plus, we have Dak and CD autographed giveaways. I think there's a jersey and a helmet in there, among other prizes. So that should be bringing the people out as well. Okay, what are you guys thinking about the Stars right now? Like, what is it, 7?
Yeah, it's 7 in a row.
Should you give up hope? Or, I mean, they were so good.
Yeah.
It's still the same team. Like, what happened?
Yeah, I mean, the big issue is Robo getting hurt.
And that's heartbreaking.
Apparently he had a wrap on his knee. Now, we don't know any more details on that. Hockey players are a different breed. Hopefully he's fine and he's able to go for Saturday night, 7:30 right here at home. But that's something that would be a huge loss if he's got to miss extended time, because Colorado is a hell of a team. And you unfortunately have now a draw where either of these could be the favorites to win the Western Conference, and one of them is going to be out in the first round. I think the blue line, we were nervous about it coming into the league, to come into the season, and they didn't really add to it at the deadline other than Cody Ceci. And Cody Ceci is an average defender. So not having Miro, and how long are you not going to have him in the first round? Yeah. There's a lot of doubt. Now, the positive is getting Sagan back. Immediately, you saw that line of him and Marchment and Duchesne, and they started to click. So you've got tons of forward depth, but the goaltending's been not good here as of late. Otter hasn't been very good. Can he flip a switch? I think the hope is you're just drawing to other Dallas sports teams that have leaked going into the playoffs and then gone on magical runs. And the Stanley Cup playoffs has a different energy. And it's got a different vibe about it, and maybe that's exactly what they need to snap out of it, and they know they're playing a quality opponent in Colorado, and they've got Mikko Rantanen, who's going to have a ton of emotion in this series, that being his former team. So I don't know, man. They lost every game one last year, so I'm preparing myself for them possibly being down 0-1 in the series, and then we'll see in game two. But this thing's going to be tough. I mean, even if they were coming in playing well, I don't know for sure if they'd be able to beat Colorado.
It's just so wild. Like, you can't say the trade broke them, because after the trade, they went on a 7-game winning streak shortly thereafter. But man, like, it does give me longer term concerns. Like, if this team can't do it, what's it say about next year? Is there something fundamentally flawed? Does Jim need to make a trade, a players for players trade? Like, does things need to be reallocated? Did we go too all in on offense? You know, here, I mean, I know defense was a concern. They've had the third best defense in the NHL throughout the regular season, but watching the games, you could tell there was a flaw in there. So, man, I hope that's not over. I mean, we're watching that happen while Nico called this weird deal. How'd you guys react to that over the last couple of days? Isn't that just bizarre?
Oh, my gosh. That was the most ridiculous thing. I mean, it's not the most, but it's just add to the list of dark comedy that this whole situation has been. And it's so funny that he talks about how he doesn't regret it and everything's fine and this is cool and this is what we wanted, but please, no cameras, no audio recordings. Like, I honestly would have loved, and I'm kicking myself that I didn't mention this to Tim Cato yesterday, When the media is getting the mandate of, yeah, you can be here, but there's no recordings, and they ended up kind of moving the goalposts on that because the media members were like, hey, we have to be able to record this so we can, like, transcribe this thing appropriately, you know? So they ended up obviously letting them record it, but you couldn't play the audio. There are no cameras. So don't act like you don't regret it. You won't even stand and put your face to and voice to all of this. I wish that the local media would be like, okay, well, if that's going to be the rules, then we're all just going to boycott it.
Hmm. Well, it's really,
that would have been awesome.
Yeah, it just speaks more to the incompetence now of not, I mean, Nico, what he said, everything he said there was an eye roll for me, but also to find out from Shams, listening to Sean and Bobby this morning, they played the audio, that it was Dumont who was the one that apparently said he didn't want the recordings, and he's the one that wanted to do the press conference the day they did it, right before you've got a play-in. And if your season ends, you're about to now do an end of the season, hey, we're talking to everybody, and we're going to go ahead and do our exit meetings. The timing of it all was very, very bizarre. And this again goes, now you've got an ownership group that doesn't know a damn thing about basketball, that sucks at PR, and you've got a GM here who is really seeming to be quite a narcissist that just wants to do things his way and everyone else be damned.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wish they would have just done the press conference after they traded Luka.
Mm-hmm.
I think then if that's the case, you know, and then you could kind of put on your uniform front of what you want to say and the reasons why, and then you just kind of push everything out there and say, hey, this is why we did it. And it for a lot of folks, it doesn't make absolute sense. But, you know, the longer you were going to wait and then Nico not wanting to, you know, they're not wanting to have it recorded and taped and all that stuff, I think this is very, very strange. But this is where I disagree that the boycotting part of it, I think you have to go and at least ask questions. You know, I think you have to go if given an opportunity. Okay, fine. You're going to, you know, you're not going to let, I'm going to write about this. I want to know about it. I, as a writer that was covering this team, I would absolutely want to be able to ask him as many questions as I can get in.
I was just curious to see what he would say, because I would like to know, do you regret it yet? You know,
see, that's, you know,
which he says he does not.
Yeah.
And so there now, now you can ask follow ups after. Well, okay. You know, why? Why do you, is there,
but then it was all, it's like, it was a bunch of non answers. Defense wins championship.
Yeah. He wasn't
going to
championship. Just keep pressing him then.
Yeah.
Keep
and I get
which
that.
Is what and, did, and then he and, got pissed off.
Oh, that's okay. You're doing your job though. You know, you're the, if you know, the Tim McMahons and the Tim Catos and the Mark Steins, those guys of, you know, that are in there asking those questions. Okay. You could keep telling me that, but I'm going to keep asking questions and you're the one that ends up going to look bad from this, you know, but I'm going to keep asking you questions, you know, and try and get to the bottom. I don't think boycotting it, you're playing into their hands and you know, you boycott that. And he's like, fine, we don't want, no, you owe it to yourself to go in there and try and get answers so you can explain to everybody, you know, in the, you know, across the country and around the world, what their reasonings were. And you could either buy their reasonings or you could say this was absolute stupidity. You know, Tim Cato, to me, when we were talking to him, he seemed super frustrated.
Yep.
You know, super frustrated.
Apparently Dirk is too. Yeah.
But they were all, but
all they do is disrespect Dirk at every turn.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just shameful.
And that's part of the reasons I'm disappointed they won last night, because I can't wait for that McMahon article.
I guess my mindset now, 2 months later, they don't realize it. They're not going to realize it. DeMond has Nico's back. We just went from having an ownership situation with Mark Cuban where it was never ideal. And I think at the end, he wasn't having enough fun with it. And he wasn't as good as he was during the Dirk years as an owner. He wasn't as financially committed. And we thought, wow, we need a different owner. But then we went from that to bang. One of the worst owners in all of sports history. That's what we have right now. An incompetent owner that can't see how bad Nico messed up, won't keep him accountable. This could go on for years. We might have Nico for another 3 years where they're in this castle in denial. And what's going to happen next year? Players are going to get hurt and they're going to say our plan would have worked if they hadn't got hurt.
That's what they're already doing. Yep. They're already pointing to Sean and RJ talking about them hanging a banner for the 2.5 quarters for the first Anthony Davis game.
That's good. Okay, top 10 at 2:20 coming up next with Woolchuck. Where are you taking us, buddy?
7 days to the NFL draft. Who are the best athletes to ever wear the number 7? 877-881-1053. Go ahead and text in with your nominee.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
Welcome back, Nation. Segments brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car, truck, wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. With Franklin Frankel, there's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. Go to Car and Truck Wreck Attorneys in Dallas on a Draft 101 Thursday. It's time for Wolchuk's Top 10. At 2:20, here he is, Zach with an H, your Wooly Bully.
Hell yeah, 7 days away from the NFL draft. We got the best athletes to ever wear number 7. 877-881-1053. Who's your favorite 7 of all time? And we got Draft 101 tonight, right here, downstairs from our studio, 4131 North Central Expressway. Thank you to Whataburger. Whataburger's going to be feeding you. Doors are going to open at 6:45.
Feeding you.
It's going to be awesome.
Feeding you.
It's going to be fantastic. I saw this just a second ago from Adam Schefter. We now know some of the former and active players who are going to announce some of the team's picks next Friday for the second and the third round.
Are we going to get a Jamal Charles redemption story from last year?
Is Jamal Charles on here? I don't see him. I don't think he is. Nope, not seeing a Jamal Charles. But for the Cowboys.
Drew Pearson, please God.
So it is in Green Bay. And I think what they tried to do here.
They asked Dez to go back?
Is get a Wisconsin theme, as it will be.
Oh,
former Cowboys center Travis Frederick.
Travis Frederick, there you go.
Who will announce the Cowboys pick, I believe, in the second round this year. So that's gonna be awesome, man. First round pick back in 2007. And then that made me think of this. This was from yesterday. Jerry during the Tyron Smith presser. And the question was brought up about Tyron going into the Ring of Honor. We know Zach Martin probably will. Here was Jerry discussing that possibility.
Well, again, there is no question they're going in the Ring of Honor. Let me be real clear about that. And I must have missed that in my elaborate remarks. But without a question, we've never had a player play for the Dallas Cowboys that represents us, that played on and off the field the way that he's been a part of this team. And yes, he'll be going in the Ring of Honor.
So we'll have Tyron. We'll have Zach Martin. Does Travis Frederick also go in? Do you do the three of them that formed a Great Wall?
Don't think so.
I don't think so either. I think it'll just be Zach and Tyron.
Think so.
And I'm kind of okay with that. I mean, it's heartbreaking for Travis, and I loved him, and his career was cut short, and he was amazing, arguably the best at his position while he played. Mm-hmm. But there's still so many players, and we've talked about this, Brian, going from the Super Bowl years in the 70s that aren't in there.
Well, Harvey Martin, to me, is number one. You know, and no disrespect to Charles Haley. Charles Haley really is a Hall of Fame member with the San Francisco 49ers. Eddie DeBartolo and Bill Walsh and those guys drafted him, you know, and he owes a lot to the 49er organization. He owes a lot to Jerry Jones for resuscitating his image that was, you know, pretty spotty. And so, you know, he played very well for you in Dallas, but, you know, he's known as a San Francisco 49er. Harvey Martin was, you know, Harvey Martin was part of championship team here, a team that had tremendous regular season success, playoff success, championship success. Just to me, if Charles Haley is in this Ring of Honor, you've got to put Harvey Martin into this Ring of Honor. I mean, and you talk about a player in the 70s that defensive coordinators didn't want to have to prepare for because it was hard. Harvey Martin and Randy White and those guys, that was a difficult group to defend or to block. And so it's just unfortunate that this team was really, really, really good before 1989, mm-hmm. and we don't always recognize that.
Do you think it's because he can't make any money off of it with a Ring of Honor Day or something? Like, why not do that? You're kind of, it's flying in the face of your history. Yeah. Your fans that watched the Cowboys back then are offended by it.
Well, everybody that was a part of Harvey Martin being here is in the Ring of Honor. Tex Ram, Gil Brandt, Tom Landry, you know, if these are guys that, you know, historically they're the pillars of some of the National Football League.
They're in the Ring of Honor because they could get players as good as Harvey Martin.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. That to me is, that's my only argument. And I mean this no disrespect to Charles Haley, but Harvey Martin for his time was a better Charles Haley.
Dang.
And he's
can't
not,
imagine it.
And he's not in the Ring of Honor. So, you know, now we're going to see what's interesting is those names are now starting to go up. You know, there's one side of the stadium that is pre-1989.
Yeah.
And then the other side is post-1989.
Right.
And it's interesting to see some of these names are now going to go up there that don't have Super Bowl.
Jason Witten.
Yeah, Super Bowls next to their names or part of their career.
Like DeMarcus Ware's in there, but his Super Bowl's with the Broncos.
On the opposite side, there's a lot of guys that have NFL championship or Super Bowls next to their names.
Yeah.
So that's always the thing you have to, when you start to look at that stadium, you're going to go, okay, these guys, and nothing against the guys that don't have the Super Bowl, but there are going to be some guys. Jason Witten's going to be one of those guys. Mm-hmm. Tyron Smith's going to be one of those guys. Zach Martin's going to be one of those guys. Maybe even Tony Romo.
Maybe
so. But
yeah.
They're not going to have the cachet, as Blake Elliott would say, right?
The cachet. It stinks.
Yeah, it really
it
does.
It really does. I'm frustrated for those guys.
Like I say, I would love to see Harvey Martin get in as a guy who grew up watching Dallas Cowboys football for over 20 years at Texas Stadium. That guy was a special player.
And a lot of people text in about, like, forget the Super Bowl wins. What about the lack of playoff wins? I still would argue, like, these are going to be Hall of Fame players. Like, Witten's going to be a Hall of Famer.
Yes.
Zach Martin will be a Hall of Famer. And Tyron, I don't think, will be first ballot, probably because Zach and him are going to be in the first class together.
Boy, if he would have stayed healthy.
He'll get in eventually.
Yeah, if he wouldn't have missed those years.
I know Darren Woodson not in the Hall of Fame yet. That's a crime, and he should be, and he's in the Ring of Honor. But if you're going to be a Hall of Fame player, or you should at least be in the consideration, I think you're deserving of the Ring of Honor. For the Zekes and even the Romo, I think you could make a case. For Dez, all-time leading touchdown receiver in the Cowboys history, I don't know. I don't think that I would be putting them, same with Travis Frederick, who won't be a Hall of Famer, into the Ring of Honor, especially since there aren't any Super Bowls here to look at for that. Not that they weren't great players for the organization, but you've got to do some type of separation between, like, good and great to idolize those in the history of Dallas Cowboys lore in the Ring of Honor. All right, let's get into the top 10 here. The top athletes to ever wear the number 7 in honor of 7 days away from the draft.
It's a 3-man list. Yeah. If you ask me, that's from my own lived experience. You know, what resonates most, number 7 with me, by the way. the G-Bag of the Day coming up at 4:40.
4:40.
G-Bag of the Day, 4:40 today here on The Fan. It's, of course, Ronaldo, you know, but it's also, of course, Yvonne Rodriguez. It's our beloved Pudge. And it's one of my favorite basketball players of all time, Brandon Roy, whose career was cut short too soon there with the degenerative knees.
No question. One of the biggest what ifs in sports history when it comes to Brandon Roy. He was a beast.
Yeah.
Yeah. The Ronaldo stuff, even though I'm not the biggest soccer fan.
David Beckham?
Beckham
got some texts.
Beckham deserves some love.
You got to bend it like Beckham.
I had a pair of CR7 undies at one point in my time.
You wore them every day, too.
They were hanging on the rack at Ross, I believe. And it was like, let's capitalize.
Good value. Yeah.
Let's capitalize on this. And then Michael Vick obviously comes to mind.
Oh, yeah.
And John Elway.
The great. Dang. This one's for John. Yeah. Lucius, do you have any sevens you wanted to add?
Shoot, man, that's a lot, bro.
There are, dude.
There's looking a lot.
Even the honorable mention, I'm like, damn.
Yeah, yeah. KJ. Carmelo Anthony, yeah. Pistol Pete, Lamar Odom.
Yeah.
Come on, man. Even with substance abuse out there, you know what I mean?
He was hooping for a while.
Okay.
Yeah.
Jermaine O'Neal. He's like coaches a Irving's like Triple A something situation.
Really?
Yeah, some type of basketball thing. Anyway, the squad is real good and his son is on there. I was watching him on ESPN.
Oh, nice.
Damn. Yeah. I think they got like second place.
We got Jeff Garcia's way down here. Just trip down memory lane.
Jeff Garcia. I think of him as like five.
He wore five.
He wore seven with the Eagles.
And he had a year.
And he was good there. You got Juwan Howard way down here as well. Elton Brand is down here.
Juwan Howard choked you out, bro.
I think about that mush way too often.
Did he get fired like right after that for Michigan, or was it after the season?
I think it wasn't right after. He
was a mush for the ages.
Fab Five was amazing. He was a little unheralded, but when they got to the NBA, there was like a 5 or 6 year career where he was dominant as a big man. And he's played so long that people, but he was a better pro than Chris Webber there for about a half decade.
Mm. Doug Flutie, honorable mention.
Really?
Mickey Mantle on this list?
Boomer Esiason. Yeah, he'll be in the top 10.
Okay.
Mickey Mantle. Jaylen Brown.
Yeah, currently crushing it. How about Chauncey Billups?
Chauncey.
Billups. Kyle Lowry.
Yeah.
Joe Mauer.
Kyle Lowry.
Joe Theismann.
There we go.
Yeah.
Nate Archibald.
Tiny Nate.
We'll mention. And then Phil Esposito, who was a hockey player.
Boston Bruins.
And then just on the outside looking in is Randall Cunningham.
Oh,
Randall,
wow.
Wait, number 11.
Well, he's
on the outside?
Just on the outside looking in.
10 better?
Cunningham was 7? I thought he was 12.
Yeah, I think of him as 12.
With the Eagles, for sure. I think he switched over to 7 with the Vikings.
Okay.
And had an incredible.
I just remember him as 12.
Yeah.
I do too.
Ray Bourque comes in at number 10.
77 when he won the Stanley Cup.
Dude, that guy played from 79 to 2001.
Yeah, to win a Stanley Cup.
Holy crap. Yeah, with the Avs. That's right. And then he retired.
Number 77 at the time.
9 is Michael Vick. Number 8, we've got Pudge. In our hearts, he's a top 3 guy, Mount Rushmore. But comes in at number 8 on this list. What a legendary career for Pudge. Baseball Hall of Fame, 14-time All-Star, World Series champ, MVP, NLCS MVP as well, 13-time Gold Glove Award winner, 7-time Silver Slugger. Number 7.
Tony Kukoc.
7 is Ben Roethlisberger.
Boo. Ben wasn't a better football player than Pudge was baseball.
No, screw you, Ben. 6 is Mello.
Don't say that. You might catch you in the bathroom, bro.
That's true.
I heard you say the radio.
Guys, watch the door. Watch the door, please.
I got excited.
Would you like another beer and a shot?
Yeah. Hey, have a sip of this. Number 6 is Mello. Top 5, we got Pistol Pete Maravich, best number 7s of all time. God, that hair, dude. The picture of him in this Jazz jersey with the hair flowing. Unreal.
My favorite. At LSU.
Yeah, that's what I thought he was. Yeah. I didn't know he was number 7, my favorite is this video he's got with Red Auerbach where he's demonstrating all these different passes and dribbles. It's like, holy cow, how is your elbow still intact after throwing that?
That's amazing.
Their shorts were so short. It's like they're playing in underwear.
Yeah, very tight.
Very small.
Little boxer briefs going on.
The CR7s Eric was talking about. That's what they're playing.
That's right. One of the funniest things was always when I'd talk about Bob Cousy and stuff and those guys, and then David Hellman, little short David Hellman, stand up and start like he's dribbling. he put his hand up. he dribbled.
Just the slap dribble.
That's great. Yeah,
slap dribble. Like smash, crushing the ball down.
Helmet would like stop, and then he would put his hand up and start dribbling again.
That's wild.
You had to have your hand up around. You can't carry it.
I couldn't. I could never argue with it when he would just stand up and start doing that.
It is hilarious.
Yeah.
Top four athletes everywhere. Number seven, Barry Bonds at number four.
Oh wow!
Shout out to Baski.
Yeah.
I thought he wore 24.
He did. He had a switch.
He switched it around and broke. I think he broke the record in that one. John Elway at three.
Seven.
Yeah, Mickey Mantle. Well deserved.
Mickey Mantle.
Mickey Mantle's number two. Number two.
Yeah. Mickey Mantle coming in at number two.
Yeah.
But number one, greatest athlete to ever wear the seven. Cristiano, be proud here, Dawson.
Cristiano Ronaldo.
And your undies, Eric.
Mm-hmm.
Cristiano Ronaldo.
Hey, he's done it.
Those are comfy, too. Comfy undies.
Are they better? I wonder if they're more comfortable than the ones Hixie's wearing that he was saying you got to buy.
Oh, yeah. Is he, Hixie's is he a Tommy John guy?
I think
Tommy
John. I think they're TJ's.
Me undies, maybe?
I think it was Tommy John's. He's like, they're $25 a pair, but it's all I wear.
What I miss, Eric, you had some Cristiano Ronaldo underwear?
I had some CR7s back in the day.
And have his face on it or something? Like, what is, like, what's going on, bro?
No, they just, they were hanging on the rack at Ross for, like, way cheaper than what they were supposed
get that
to
deal, okay.
So I was like,
it's like his brand or something like that?
Yeah, it's just his brand. Okay, it just says, like, on the waistband, it says CR7.
Okay.
But your male model on?
Yeah, I'd still probably bought him if it was his face on him.
Hey, you know, couldn't hurt. Ladies,
like some Superman underwear or something like that.
Yeah.
903 did want to say brought us Chad Hutchinson for them.
Oh, great Judge.
Number seven.
There Judge. You go.
There we go.
All righty. Thanks for everybody for participating on the Franklin Frankel Injury Attorney text line. The G-Bag of the Day coming up at 4:40. NFL News of the Day next. We'll check what's in store.
A Cowboys legend says the Cowboys are a crying shame. We got Genty's letter to the league and the next great lineman. That's next in the next.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Thank you, Lucius. The guy's catching me up here at the break about the Peyton Russell bet payoff and how that went and how that is now G-bag of the day. That is freaking hilarious. Can't wait to hear it coming up at 4:40. G-bag of the day's moved to 4:40. Follow us at G-bag Nation. All of our handles are in the bio so you can get to each and every one of us. Time for Woolchuck's NFL news of the day. Here's Zachary.
The Cowboys have become, quote, a crying shame, in contrast to the Philadelphia Eagles, according to Emmett Smith, as he joined Philadelphia's 94 WIP, The Whip. The quote, and when asked about hearing go birds everywhere he goes now, I'm sick of it. We have allowed others to nitpick at the Cowboys and make fun of the star, and that's what happens. Mm. Now, all of a sudden, over the last 20 years, they went 2 Super Bowls, and they think they're the best thing on the planet, and everywhere I go, I hear go birds? I'm sick of hearing go birds. That bugs me because in my heart, I truly believe our organization should be contending for the NFC Championship and even a Super Bowl. I think you're right onto something here, Emmett. But at the same time, they kind of have earned the right to say that. And unfortunately, we continue to not do enough to put ourselves in a position to be now nitpicking at them and saying their organization's a crying shame. So I'm with you, and I love the anger that Emmett's coming from. I had it the entire Super Bowl week on Radio Row, where they're singing and partying and doing all their chants just down the way from us, and we've got to sit here and look around and realize there's not a damn thing we can say.
Nope.
Because they are a better organization right now, and they are the reigning Super Bowl champions, and we got to sit here and deal with it.
Mm-hmm. You know, there's nothing, I do want to say this on Jerry's behalf. Am I throwing them bail? Am I caping them for them too hard? You tell me. But right now, there is nothing you can do about the Eagles' advantage. They sold 10% of their team. They took $600 million and continue to throw it at the roster. Right? I don't know that you can realistically expect the Cowboys to compete with that. I think Jerry and Steven are probably laughing at the fact that Mr. Lurie is giving up so much equity in the top TV show in America in the most financially successful league in the world, you know? So, you know, and I don't know if you can expect your team to do it because only, what, one has done it and two more are working on it? Selling equity to take out the hundreds of millions of dollars to pay players signing bonuses and salaries now. Okay. And if that is what teams are going to do, then I guess you wait for that to run its course and them to decide if they want to sell another 10% and another 10%. And you're sitting there waiting. I don't know if there is a downside to that long term. As a fan, I would love it if my team does it. As a business person, should you expect your owner to be like, yeah, I'll sell 10% of the equity in my team to fuel our desire for a championship? Or do you just let it run its course and the Eagles sit in misery in the 2030s when they're not going to be able to compete, we assume?
Yeah, hopefully.
And they've sold a bunch of their team. I mean, selling the team doesn't matter to fans at all, right? Is there a competitive disadvantage to it? I don't think so.
No, I don't think that you're caping too hard for them. I think that business, the business side of things, which they're exceptional at, that makes a lot of sense.
Most small business owners in the audience wouldn't do what the Eagles are doing.
Yeah.
They're like, what are you talking about? This thing's appreciating at warp speed. Why would I want to give this up? Now, maybe there's a payoff. Maybe if you actually do win a couple of Super Bowls with this model, the value of your team in 2031 is going to go from $6 billion to $15 billion. And then you sell the rest of it at a higher valuation after going on this magic carpet ride. Sure. Everything could work out perfect.
Yeah. There is a way, I guess, financially for them to still end up earning a ton. I mean, the revenue that they just posted this year, the billions that the NFL made. I mean, it just keeps going up and up. It is crazy. But I don't envision the Cowboys ever playing ball in those waters. Now, yesterday, the Tyron Smith retirement happened. Tyron and Zach there, and they've appointed the next great Cowboys offensive lineman, the next dominant one, and it's Tyler Smith. Tyron's saying, Tyler, my new right-hand man who will go down as one of the greatest. I feel like Tyler came in, set the standard that he wants to be great when he first got here, and he has. Just increasing potential every year, and it's just his work ethic and what he puts into his game and how dominant he is on the field. It shows every year that he is getting better. He has potential to be one of the greats, and I just can't wait to see that show. Zach Martin echoing those sentiments, also saying that he believes he obviously has to continue to keep developing, but if he continues to work the way he's worked since he's been here, I don't see that being a problem for him to be the next dominant Cowboys lineman. And it's hard to argue. I mean, ever since he stepped in as a rookie, even playing left tackle before he moved into left guard, dude's been sensational, and he's got the right mental ability. I mean, anytime we've been around him, the kid is wise beyond his years, mm-hmm. and he's eager and hungry to learn and improve his craft. I think they're 100% right.
I think it helps, too, that he has an appreciation of the history of this team.
Yeah.
You know, being from this area and stuff like that and kind of growing up and understanding the players and knowing what the players that came before him and, you know, the pride he takes and the number he wears. You know, for the, you know, the great Larry Allen. I think that those are the kinds of things that you only can dream of in a player. You know, when we talk about at 12, what do you want to take? You want to take the player that has the best ability, the cleanest player when it comes to off the field stuff, you know, and the guy that's the healthiest,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I mean, he's come in, I mean, he's done everything just at such a high level. And I say that the Tyron and Zach Martin probably have that right about that game.
Yeah, and they probably have a big reason as to why that's worked out for him, you know, and them being here for him as well and his development. Now, Matthew Golden is the sexy name right now, linked to the Cowboys at pick mm-hmm. number 12. He jumped on the Up and Adam show, ran that 4.29 at the combine, and Kay said nobody that she's ever talked to has been happy about their combine performance. So here was Matthew Golden, and his reaction to, was that good enough for him?
I wanted to go 4.1. You know what I'm saying? I wanted to go 4.1. My ankle was, you know, it was still bothering me. And I knew, you know, once I ran, my agent, he told me, take your cleats off. So I'm like, all right, man.
Yeah.
And I just left it out there.
So you're telling me a 4.29 on a bum ankle.
Yeah.
Could you beat Worthy? Is that what you're saying? Can you beat Worthy?
I'm a competitor, you know, so I'm not going to say I can beat him. I'm not going to say I'm not. You know, whenever we line up, we're just going to see who wins.
I love that.
Oof. Well, that does mean you can't beat him. Okay, I like the confidence. Yeah. But, I mean, just to even have the ability to imagine you could run a 4.1, that is so exciting to think the Cowboys are going to add this much speed. I'm not sure if it'd be my pick, but you give me a guy that fast coming into the team, that moves into most exciting thing to watch at training camp, and there isn't a close second.
Yeah, if he ends up being here, I mean, the speed is going to be eye-popping. I can't wait to see that. I mean, the way that he's able to just carry his momentum and not lose speed in and out of his breaks, I mean, it's fun watching him play. And then Ashton Jeanty, man, he might have dropped one of the best lines. He did one of these columns for the Players Tribune.
Oh, this was awesome.
Dude, it's so badass. He said he was born to be a difference maker. Most people, they watched the Eagles win the Super Bowl a couple of months ago. They watched Saquon run through everyone in the playoffs, and they thought to themselves, this is amazing. I watched it, and I thought something different. I thought, that can be me. I truly believe I was born to do this, and I truly believe that makes me different. It isn't about the position I line up at. It's about the mindset I bring to it. If you pick me, it's simple. I'm coming to your franchise to do what Saquon and the Eagles just did. I'm coming to win big soon. He said, quote, it's tackle football. I draft the guy they can't tackle. Dude, that is a line right there. And he's right. I mean, I don't think I've ever seen a player have bodies just falling off of him.
Bijan Robinson was pretty good at that.
He was good at that, but not as, I mean, Jeanty, I think, is a different level when it comes to that. Yeah. I mean, it is nuts. And it wasn't even against, I know, the competition
Barry
level.
Barry Sanders for me, too.
Yeah, Barry.
I could go back. See, but I like to say, just being on the field and watching that from the sidelines, you know, and you're like going, we can't tackle him.
No doubt.
It's like, they always say, it's like tackling Jell-O.
Yeah.
You know, you just can't get a hold
of it.
It's
crazy, but like we're comping him to the greats, man.
And that's amazing. You know, and I think his skill set is up there with the greats. I'm excited about what he's going to do. But I think the difference in the career so far in Bijan and Saquon, right, and you saw it with Saquon, he couldn't wreck the league with the Giants.
Health.
You put a running. No, he would not have won the Super Bowl with the Giants, even if he was 100% healthy.
No,
you
but know? I mean that didn't help him in a lot of ways.
Didn't help, for sure.
Yeah. But you know, this is what you need if you're Ashton Jeanty. You need a good situation.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to go to a bad situation and dominate. You know, so, you know, what are those spots that you could realistically go to where they have an offensive line? They have weapons in the passing game, you know, and then as a running back, you get to be the real star of the show and be the center of attention still in this league. Anything short of that, I just don't know if you're going to go to a team and change their trajectory. As yeah. you know, as much as I would love to see it happen for the Cowboys, like if you don't have the offensive line and you're adding running back, I think you should still be investing in your offensive line.
Yeah, and I don't believe that the Cowboys have the opportunity to get him, but if they did, I mean, gosh, this kid is going to be special. I hope he does land in a situation where they're able to maximize his talent and he goes on and has the type of career that we hope for him. The last two things I wanted to get to, we talked about Tyreek Hill a little bit yesterday, like the Jalen Ramsey trade stuff. They're open to trading him. The crazy take, and maybe this is just to try and get a great offer, but Will Greer said that this is not anything they're pursuing. Like I said, who knows in regards to a Tyreek Hill trade, and then went on
Chris
to say,
Greer, right?
Chris Greer, yes, yeah. Sorry. If someone wants to come and give me two first-round picks, then we'd consider it. But as of right now, that's not anything we're pursuing. It's like, hell yeah, I'd take two first-round picks for Tyreek Hill. This dude's in a bunch of legal problems all the damn time. He's aging. He's been banged up. Yeah, I'd be open to two first-round picks. It's kind of loony talk, but I guess just throw the chum out there.
Hey, everybody's available for the right price.
No doubt.
You got my number. Thank you, old Chuck.
Thank you.
Draft 101 is tonight, brought to you by Whataburger. 640.
6:45 to doors
645.
Open. Yeah,
6:45 doors
right.
open.
Yeah.
Here at 4131, it's free, and you're going to have an amazing night of learning about football from Broadus and Wolchuk and the guys. Okay, biggest stories of the day, what Adam Silver is saying about the Vegas rumors and more. That's coming up next here. It's the G-Bag Nation on The Fan.
The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton, the real-life murder that inspired Twin Peaks. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.